Welcome to Baba's Beach Podcast, number 13. It was the promise of fog that was keeping the last leg of my return flight from California grounded in Seattle's sumptuous SeaTac Airport. This was not a happy prospect for my fellow passengers. Hard plastic chairs welded in rows make a poor substitute for one's own bed. But out of the 40 people on that flight, there was one person pulling for the fog. I'm not one to mention names or point fingers, especially at myself, but a delay of one day or even a few hours would place me on Canadian soil past midnight and make a whole lot of difference in the final tally of my little getaway. Have I ever told you about how my daughters started helping me with their math homework by the time they were in grade 5? Or about the delightful stories I used to make up in grade 3 math class, giving numbers various personalities and using them as characters in arithmetical soap operas? Anyway, no matter how many times I looked at the government booklet and how many times I added up the purchases from my 6-day holiday, I was still at least $100 over the duty exemption. The first hurdle had been telling my dearest of this latest example of my creative math skills. I'd left him to keep the home fires burning, metaphorically, of course, while I went on a junket with my sister. The heartwarming enthusiasm with which he'd initially received news of my planning a trip to the happiest place on earth without him paled in comparison to his delight at the news of how much I'd spent, and therefore how much was subject to duty and extra tax. So I persisted in the faint hope my whimpered prayer for divine intervention in the form of fog would be heard over the 39 other prayers begging to rejoin their families. Even a slight delay till after midnight, and my duty exemption would go from $200 to the much more generous and reasonable $700. Now, I'm no spendthrift or wastrel. Let me point out, I was only bringing back a few t-shirts, some trinkets in anticipation of Christmas stockings to stuff, and one pair of gold Mickey ears. There was no beer, wine, or other recreational libation included in my luggage, nor did I lavish myself with clothes and overpriced Disney bling. In fact, all I bought for myself were the said gold ears and a Mickey Mouse dealy bobber for the van antenna. Finally, the decision was made to take off and see if the fog had lifted in the time we'd spent rattling and buzzing up the coast of Victoria. As we approached the ambitiously named Victoria International Airport, there was not a wisp of fog in sight. I began to look at my watch. The plane touched down at 11:25. It whipped up to the terminal by 11:30. Despite waiting till everyone had left the plane and dragging my carry-on luggage down the aisle, I was inside the terminal by 11:40. I've never seen luggage handlers work so fast. That little Toonerville luggage trolley zipped into the back. With a beep and a rattle, the conveyor belt started up, and for the first time in recorded history, my suitcase led the pack through the curtain. I dawdled and dragged, led other people in line ahead of me, and still was looking at the nice young man in the customs uniform 5 minutes before midnight. In the cheeriest voice I could muster, I asked if we could split the difference on those minutes till midnight so I'd have been away 7 days? Blank stare. Oh, dear Lord, he doesn't understand. Now what? Then he asked where I'd been. And we had one of the most pleasant conversations I've ever encountered at a border crossing. After a few minutes, someone behind me said with great impatience, "Hey, it's midnight!" Then the customs officer looked at the clock, looked at my card, stamped it, and waved me through. So here's to the people who put their lives on the line at border crossings, watching the night in storm, the day in cold, in lonely highway stations or in musty airports, the folk who have to open suitcases and car trunks without knowing whether they'll find a bag of oranges, a pair of endangered man-eating Peruvian swamp marmots, or a cache of automatic weapons. They listen to every excuse in the books, including those really clever ones they hear at least 4 times a day. And they put up with pouts, snits, yelling, and insults for doing exactly what we pay them to do. Now I know these guys really do have a heart. And instead of fog, my prayer was answered by meeting the Canadian customs agent who happened to be using it that night. Thank you for listening to the Baba's Beach podcast. Please send comments to babasbeach@gmail.com and visit us at our website, babasbeach.ca. That's babasbeach.ca. Today's music was courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. Visit babasbeach.ca for show notes and links to the artists.